It's time to make it count. We give professionals the knowledge, mindset, and habits to win at work and at home. I'm Freddie Bennett, Guinness World Record holder, business owner, adventurer, and author, giving you the tools to get unstuck, unshackled, and unleashed. The clock is ticking, so let's go and make it count. Welcome to the Professional Superheroes series of Make It Count. I'm Freddie Bennett, and we're running this mini-series because I want to give you the knowledge, skills, and mindset to help make your career, your business, and your life count for more. So as well as your weekly dose of Make It Count, I'm also going to be bringing you this weekly shot of the wisdom to help you get unstuck, unshackled, and unleashed to become the professional superhero you know you can be. And this week, folks, I've got a real treat for you. Are you playing to win, or are you playing not to lose? Now, this mindset is really going to help you if you're ever considering a change in your life, especially in your career or your business. So if you're thinking about stepping into a new role, or you're going for a leadership position, or you want to get promoted, or you want to learn a different skill, or you just want to step out of your comfort zone professionally in some kind of way, then this is going to be absolute gold. So listen up, tune in, open up your ears, and let's roll with this. The thing is, when we start on our professional journey, because we are all on a journey, after all, when we start on this professional journey, we play to win. So we're a bit younger, we're a bit bolder, we're more ambitious, we take the shots, we're feeling brave, we push ourselves, we take these micro risks in our careers, and we back ourselves to deliver. So we say, yes, I am going to send that email. I am going to pick up the phone. I am going to volunteer for that difficult project. We're always pushing ourselves forward because we're playing to win. And we know that we can deliver. And deliver, we usually do. So this play to win approach usually works. And then we find some element of professional success. The shots we're taking, they score, they pay off, and things are going well for us. We start rising up that career and that business ladder. But then, once we start to sample that sweet, sweet taste of success, we make a shift. And this is when a change occurs, because we no longer play to win. We start playing not to lose. Now, when we make this shift, when we start to play not to lose, this involves a lot of ego. It involves burning a lot of emotional energy because we're trying so hard to keep hold of all that success that we've built. And we start to become really cautious, really nervous, and really needy. So we say to ourselves in our career, well, if I take this risk, then it might affect my chances of promotion in the future. Or you might be looking at a new business venture and you might be saying, well, I want to go and do that thing, but I'm worried that it might go wrong and I might lose this thing over here. Maybe you want to learn a new skill. Maybe you want to step into a new role. Maybe you want to take your career in a whole different direction. But all of a sudden you start thinking, oh, well, I've got quite a lot to lose. And here's the crazy paradox in all this. When we start to worry about losing, that is when we start to lose. Because when we are playing not to lose, this means that we become less dynamic. We move with less purpose. We start to second guess ourselves. We start to overthink things. That bold, ambitious, play to win feeling of flow that we used to have has all fizzled away, and we start to become really cautious. And usually when I work with my clients, when I work with different accounting firms, with people within the Professional Superheroes Mastermind, I usually hear people saying something along the lines of, I just don't know what's happened. Everything was going so well. I don't know what to do now. And I can say, I can tell you exactly what's happened. You used to play to win, but now you're playing not to lose. Because when you play not to lose, You keep trying to do everything. You keep spinning all the plates that you can. You say, I couldn't possibly stop doing this project. I couldn't stop that thing. I've invested too much time or too much energy. And this is because it feels safer to remain desperately juggling lots of things in an effort not to lose them. We're spinning so many plates because we're saying to ourselves, well, I can't lose them all. What happens if a plate breaks? Then it would be a disaster. So I need to keep spinning everything. And as I'm sure you know very well, this can lead to overwhelm. It can lead to burnout, and it can lead to feeling incredibly busy, yet actually not achieving what you want to achieve. And this is what we think when we play not to lose. We would rather be spinning lots of different plates than going all in on one thing and playing 100% to win. That's why we dabble. It's because of fear. It's because of that risk of shame. We don't back ourselves to go all in on one thing and develop mastery in that one thing. We would prefer to play it safe, play not to lose, and end up doing lots of things without 100% commitment. And look, I get it. You want safety and you want security, and there's nothing wrong with that. But many times, this weak playing not to lose mentality shows up as a position of weakness. We go into negotiations, we go into client meetings, we go into conversations saying things like, let's find a win-win, or I'm happy if you're happy, or let's try and find something that everybody sort of agrees with. You don't go in playing to win. It's always this soft, conciliatory, negotiating side that always ends up with you giving too much away. And that usually involves you giving away your time and your expertise for free. And why do we do this? Well, this comes from needing to be liked, because we think we need the client relationship. We don't want to advance our own mission. We don't want to go 100% all in on ourselves because we are afraid of losing. But here's the thing. You don't actually need any client. You don't actually need any relationship. And I say this phrase to my clients all the time. If you are afraid of losing something, then you are letting that thing control you. I will say that again. If you're afraid of losing something, then you're letting that thing control you. So if you are afraid of losing the client, if you are afraid of losing the deal, if you're afraid of losing the money, if you're afraid of losing the relationship, if you're afraid of losing the job, then you are letting that thing control you. Don't believe me? Well, are you afraid of losing your phone? Exactly. And we all know we are controlled by our phones. And here is the most interesting paradox of all of this, this playing to win versus playing not to lose mentality. We all want safety. We all want security. And that's okay. But the thing that will actually keep you safe and secure is if you keep moving forwards, if you're still challenging yourself, you're still stepping out of your professional comfort zone, you're still taking those micro risks that mean you are making bold choices, you are putting yourself forward, you are putting your hand up and saying, let's do this because I back myself. Please understand this. We always lose when we play not to lose. So my question for you to consider is this. Where are you playing not to lose when you should be playing to win? I will say that one more time, and please think about this carefully. Right now in your career, where are you playing not to lose when you should be playing to win? Now, look, if you really want to play to win, then come join me in the Professional Superheroes Mastermind. We are helping professionals just like you to achieve their career goals by turning them into the superhero they were always meant to be. Check out the show notes for more information. And please, this week, I encourage you, stop playing not to lose. Get out there, remember how damn brilliant you are, and rediscover the power of playing to win. I'm Freddie Bennett. You are a professional superhero. I will see you on the other side. Thank you for listening to another show-stopping episode of Make It Count. I would love it if you could give us a 5-star review, subscribe, and share this podcast with the world. I am on a mission to get professionals unstuck, unshackled, and unleashed at work and at home. You can join our free Make It Count community. Click the link in the show notes, and you can also follow all of my adventures on Instagram at the Freddie Bennett. Well, for now, we made it count once again. I've been Freddie Bennett. You have been amazing, and I will see you on the other side.